It's The Locavore Way with Amy Kotler. Fresh talk about the pleasures of locally grown food, seasonal ingredients, and culinary improvisation.
Zucchini's abundant now in the summer, some say overabundant. Morphing from those little guys who can barely be found under their giant leaves overnight into vegetables the size of a baseball bat. And those honker zucchinis have given poor zooks a bad name. Yes, it's very satisfying to grate them up into moist tea breads, muffins, and cakes, but I prefer catching them small, about 6 inches, when they still have a great flavor. Grill them that way. Cut them in half lengthwise, tossed in olive oil, salt, and pepper. I'm a big fan of garlic, too. And grill them until soft and a little charred. If they're a little bigger, you can concentrate their flavor by cutting strips the long way, salting them, then letting them sit for a little bit before patting them dry and throwing them on the grill. In fact, it's the slight charring that really complements their subtle flavor. If you don't feel like lighting the grill, I char them in slices over a high heat in my biggest skillet, shaking the pan occasionally until at least half are nice and brown. Sprinkle with hot chili pepper flakes and hard grated cheese, preferably locally produced. Delicious. Fried zucchini make a magical appetizer. Slice them lengthwise and dip into a simple water and flour or panko breadcrumb batter. Don't crowd the pan and fry in a skillet with about 1.5 inches of oil until very crisp, turning once if needed. Drain, salt, and pepper and serve immediately with a wedge of lemon. The same thing goes for especially fun zucchini blossoms, which you can also stuff with your favorite local cheese before frying. I look forward to those every year. Those little guys are especially great steamed too, tossed in butter and dill. I also love them, even the slightly bigger ones, married with other summer vegetables that come into your garden or farmer's market at the same time. To make a ratatouille, a Provençal vegetable stew, use tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, onions, and yes, zucchini. I make a big fat pot and freeze some so I can savor the taste of summer later in the season. It's time zucchini beat their rap as boring. Local zucchini that aren't too giant and are picked a day or two before eating have a light summer flavor and stand up to all kinds of cooking.
Amy Kotler is a culinary professional and farm-to-table advocate who writes, speaks, and teaches about food. You can savor farm-fresh food all year long at locavoreway.com.